Call the Osage Nation Congress back to order. We are on General Order Day 2. ONCA 1993. Congressman Walker.
Amendment number 1, page 1, line 17, insert the following new section. Section 1, repeal of 15 ONC 1A-104E. 15 ONC 1A-104E is hereby repealed and shall have no force or effect of law upon the effective date of this act.
Second.
Motion, second. Congresswoman Edwards.
Point of order, is the amendment in order according to our rules?
Yes. Any other amendments? ONCA 1993 will advance to General Order Day 3.
Point of order.
Congresswoman Edwards.
The parliamentarian has ruled that, did we get a parliamentarian rule? Ruling on the matter?
I spoke with the parliamentarian and legal counsel, and they assured me that it was.
Okay.
Next, we're on ONCA 1994. Are there any amendments to be proposed to this bill at this time? Seeing none, ONCA 1994 will advance to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. Next, we're on ONCA 1995. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCA 1995 will advance to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. Next, we're on ONCA 1996. Are there any amendments to be proposed at this time? Seeing none, ONCA 1996 will advance to third reading on today's agenda after engrossment. We're now on General Order Day 3. Beginning with Bill Number ONCA 1977. Two amendments, just one amendment combined in two. Page 57, lines 26, 28, insert the following new section. Page 63, lines 2860 through 2894, strike lines 2860 through 2894. Discussion. Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Upon review with the budget analyst this morning, the IDC expenditures were anticipated to be $9,043,745, with IDC collections being $8,498,693. That left a deficit of $545,064 in the IDC pool. This amendment would remedy that by pulling $600,000 out of the anticipated expenditures of the IDC pool and place them in tribal revenue. This is identical to how it was submitted by the executive branch, except with the inclusion of $10,100 that needs to be charged in IDC on the $50,000 of operations expense. This isn't reducing the amount of the request from the executive branch. It's slightly increasing the amount from the executive branch. But most importantly, it places the IDC pool as we have it in Congress in balance and with the remaining funds that remain in projected revenue. Since the number was worked this morning, the budget analyst just handed me a post-it note with IDC expenditures still anticipated to be $9,043,757 and the anticipated collections at 8.3 million. So it looks like we've lost a little bit there. 8,343,653, which creates a $700,000 deficit. So this amendment may not be enough, but I think it's a step in the right direction, and I'm more than willing to go that route.
Thank you, sir. Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to move ONCA 1977 back to general order day two, where amendments may be proposed.
Motion on the floor. Motion dies for lack of a second. Any other discussion? Congressman Walker.
So, is what I think I heard the movement say is that this amendment reduces the IDC amount, correct?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Church Speaker. This would reduce the anticipated expenditures from the IDC pool by $600,000, yes.
May I continue?
Yes, sir.
Right, and instead uses tribal funds?
Yes, sir.
Just, you mentioned that you worked with the budget analyst. Where there was a $666,000 amount in the appropriated revenue report, this takes us down to what, around 100,000?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. $56,299.
May I continue?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would believe that it's fiscally irresponsible to know that you have an imbalance in your IDC pool, yet appropriate money without trying to remedy the problem. We have it from two sources now, myself and our budget analysts, that say this is a problem. This amendment would remedy that problem.
Continue.
Okay. Point taken. Don't completely disagree. I'm going to vote no on this. We kick this around all the time, right? We continue to fund certain things out of IDC, whether it be elected officials' salaries or this, that, and the other. And we continue to get a favorable IDC rate year after year after year. It is my belief that those tribal funds right now, $666,000 to the good, are more beneficial to this nation than worrying about what is going to happen next year by a percentage point, possibly, in our IDC rate. That's my belief. Been sitting around talking about this for a month.
Congressman Potts, continue.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll be voting for this amendment because for the last 5 years, I've been keeping an eye on that number to make sure that we've never had a deficit in our IDC pool. This bill would be the first time that we in Congress recognize that there's a deficit and would take no action to do it. So I agree with the previous congressman stating that we continue to get favorable ratings in our IDC rate. It's because acts of this body have continually monitored that amount that's being put into the IDC pool and being drawn out of the IDC pool. In fact, Congresswoman Whitehorn last year as chair of appropriations did exactly the same action. So I would submit that it's because your chairman of appropriation is monitoring the IDC pool and the expenditures and contributions or recoveries and your recoveries and expenditures that we continue to have that. The same issue was brought to our attention today by our budget analyst. I agree, this is the amendment that fixes it.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Well, I think it was important today to the Appropriations Committee. As a matter of fact, I know it was because the question was put several times. Does the amount in the IDC pool match the contribution? And the answer given from the executive branch was yes. Our branch, our work, our people believe that not to be the case now. And I'm going to trust our legislative branch work because as I understand it, we can't get an answer from the treasurer at this time as to whether he agrees or does not agree with that. So I'm going with legislative branch work.
Thank you, Congressman Walker.
I would point out to those of us that are voting who are not CPAs that our treasurer and controller both are CPAs. I think that's important. I don't think there's any fishy or backhanded business going on around here. This is what they submitted. This is what they believe. This is what they've been trained to submit as their best effort. I'm going to follow the lead of our CPAs.
Congresswoman Whitehorn.
When we received the committee substitute that the executive branch worked on the IDC departments, which six or seven of the departments were not included in the committee substitute. So they are now included in there as authorized spending from recovery from all the other departments and programs that pay into the IDC cost pool. By the function of the numbers we do, the numbers that we have presented to us available, there is a finite, definite number that has a possibility of being collected. Now, all of that's not going to be collected because we don't pay every bit of salary and wages and benefits out. So the number that we can actually calculate on paper that the possibility is definitely is not going to be reached. When I was appropriations chair, it was important to me to put out an appropriation bill that balanced. So if you're asking for $10 from your IDC cost pool, you definitely have to have the possibility of collecting $10. Right now, I didn't write all the figures down, but we're missing it by, may I ask what that amount is?
500. It's more than that now.
We're missing it by over, what is it? May I ask?
You may ask. Go ahead.
Missing it by how much?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Our numbers this morning had us missing it by $545,064. The budget analyst just reran the numbers, and we're missing it by $700,103.
So we're missing that number by $700,000. I'm not saying there's anything sinister going on and that I don't trust the judgment of our Treasury. What I am saying is, sitting around this table, we work with the big numbers that are presented to us. And I, knowing that those are out of balance, especially that far, am going to support this amendment. Otherwise, in my view, we've sent out a piece of legislation that quite possibly won't fund tribal works for the rest of the year, or we'll have some missing funds available that are accounting, IT, tribal works, everything that pulls from the IDC cost pool is going to come out short. So in the beginning, at the head of this year, this fiscal year, knowing that there's a deficit, I can't start out this way, so I do support this amendment.
Congressman Potts, do you have your hand up?
I yield to Congressman Lemon.
Congresswoman Lemon.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. So I just need a point of clarity, not a point of order, though. When you started your amendment, may I ask Congressman Potts, when I started the
amendment?
Thank you. When you started the amendment, you gave the number of $545,000, and you're funding it at wanting to put the budget table in, which is here, which is $610,100, but now you just got another set of numbers within a matter of a few minutes, and it's at $700,000. I'm quite confused.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would agree that we have CPAs working on this, and I appreciate their contributions to our budget effort. This is simple arithmetic. We can all do this math at this table. It's directly to Congresswoman Lemon. The IDC collections this morning are anticipated expenditures. What they are going to spend, what we have in our budget that they are going to spend, is $9,043,757. This morning, we worked the numbers as fast as we could, according to the committee substitute, and we were only going to be collecting from all three branches of government $8,498,693. That created what we thought would be the deficit of $545,064. Upon request from members of this body that said no way, they couldn't get that wrong, their CPA is working on it, we've had our budget analyst rerun the numbers. I don't know to the extent to which she has dug for new numbers, but I'm reading the post-it note as it comes. It would suggest that we're further in the hole. The new number remaining for anticipated expenditures remains at $9,043,757, with anticipated expenditures from all three branches of government being $8,343,653. That would leave us with a new deficit of $700,103. That is after further examination at the request of members of this body.
Any further discussion? Seeing none. So now, Congresswoman Goodfox.
All right, it is, what? It's 2 o'clock. This is it for the session. We're on the last day. I'm not 100% comfortable voting on either. And the fact that Congressman Potts gave one number 1 minute and the second number 2 minutes later, while I feel like that's supposed to make me feel better, it actually makes me feel worse. It makes me have no confidence that that number was such a drastic change within a matter of minutes. I don't know how anyone else feels, but that does not set well with me. So I'd like to propose that we not vote on either, and we recess and work with executive and talk with the treasurer.
Second.
That's what, well, I didn't make a motion,
sorry,
but that's what I'd like to do.
Still in discussion, Congresswoman Edwards.
Congressman, may I direct a question to Congressman Potts? My question is, has the treasurer been notified? Has the treasurer been down here today, staying down here, or does he have
He's
to go
here.
Back up?
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. Yay. Has the treasurer been notified?
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe the treasurer has been notified. I believe that we have communication from the treasurer, but congressional rule states that we do not receive documents while we're in session. I would agree that we're here at the 11th hour. We've been working on this diligently.
Congresswoman Edwards.
Move to recess to the call of the chair.
Second.
Motion and a second. Discussion. All those in favor signify by saying yes.
Yes. Yes.
Any opposed say no.
No.
No. Motion passes. We're in recess to the call of the chair.
Ever had this kind of trouble? What's the number? Well, I don't believe we've ever had a committee substitute that the executive.